Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University. He's on the line from his home now. Good morning, Hirsch.
Good morning to you.
And Rami Kori is the editor of the Daily Star in Beirut, and he joins us by phone from his office. Good morning, Rami.
Good morning.
Rami, I'd like to start with you. Have we seen the last of Mahmoud Abbas?
Well, you may have seen the last of him as a prime minister. You haven't seen the last of him as a Palestinian leader because he's institutionally at the core of the Palestinian leadership and the PLO. He's been doing this for 40 years, and I don't think he's going to stop. But I think his credibility has been dealt a pretty severe blow.
Abbas claimed he didn't receive adequate support from the United States or Israel. Could they have done more, Hirsch?
Yeah, I think Israel could have done more. I think they could have been more forthcoming on a prisoner release. I think they could have pulled away a few more roadblocks. I think they should have pulled out of Ramallah. The Bush administration could have been more forceful and more hands-on. But ultimately, Arafat could have done more to help Mahmoud Abbas as well. He did everything he possibly could to make it impossible for this man to govern. Unfortunately, all those three forces together came into play that leads us to the situation we have right now.
Rami, the Bush administration is claiming that the roadmap to peace remains viable. Can you see any detectable path to peace at this point?
Well, I think the formula that defined Oslo and the roadmap has really taken a battering, and most people who look at this issue in depth would say that this approach, this sort of step-by-step and trying to do confidence building and mutual and simultaneous advances, this approach is not working very well. The Americans can be blamed, the Israeli government can be blamed, the Palestinian leadership can be blamed for different reasons and different extents. I would put more blame on the Israelis and the Americans than on the Palestinians, but I think everybody has to realize that collectively this has been a failure, and a new approach is going to be required. And this is something that is frightening a bit because there is no new approach on the horizon. There's many suggestions that have been made. People want more American involvement, the Europeans, the quartets, external involvement, but nobody has any clear idea of what can be done. So we're in for, I think, a very difficult period.
Hirsch, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we are in for a difficult period, but I think there are some ideas out there of deepened international involvement to keep the sides apart. Perhaps the whole concept of trusteeship that's been thrown out there. But ultimately, I agree with Rami that the concept of step-by-step interim solutions is not going to work here. And what worries me very, very much is that I feel that Palestinian society is like on a precipice right now of imploding, of disintegration, of lawlessness. And people sort of compare it to the situation in Lebanon in the 80s, but it's not so, because Lebanon had a parliament, and Lebanon had a government, and Lebanon had institutions, and had an army. And there was sectarian fighting, but over real issues. And yeah, with the ascendancy of Hamas and the lawlessness and the creation of gangs, I just wonder if we're not beyond it all.
Rami, what do you think about that comparison?
I don't think it's a fair one. I think Lebanon's problems go back much further back to the decolonization after the French left, and the way the government system was set up, dividing authority and sharing positions, and then with the external involvement with the repeated Israeli incursions and attacks and occupations in the south. So there was a battlefield for inter-Arab politics. It's a very different situation. I think there is a danger of Palestinian society deteriorating further, but I would argue that it is mainly the consequence of the continued Israeli colonization of Palestinian lands and the expansion of settlements and taking more land for bypass apartheid-like roads, as we call them. And the actions of the Israelis in the occupied Palestinian territories must be seen by the world as the primary reason for the reaction that you're getting from the Palestinians. And I think we need to look at both sides, what the Palestinians are doing and what the Israelis are doing, as a cycle. And we've got to break that cycle. We've got to break the Israeli colonization and annexation, and we've got to break the Palestinian resistance and get both sides back to the negotiating table to resolve these problems through peaceful negotiations. I think we almost did it. You know, the people who were doing the bombings, the Hamas and the Jihad, they had a hudna, they had a truce. They agreed to stop doing it. There was a real window there. But I think everybody, mainly the Israelis and the Americans, I think, failed in exploiting this, but also the Palestinians could have done better. So I think we need to learn these lessons very clearly and try it again.
Hirsch, do you think it's likely that Israel will expel Yasser Arafat from his enclave in Ramallah? There's been some talk of that.
Well, if they do, it would be as a result of political pressure on Sharon. from his own right wing, and we've had already Lieberman and a few other the right wing ministers on the radio this morning demanding the expulsion of Arafat. The security services here are absolutely uniform in their advice not to do so, that it would only put him on the lecture circuit and make him an international figure and so on and so forth. But and I think their perception is that Arafat's a Palestinian problem. He is unable to allow the next generation to take over. He just cannot give up power. Not only can't he give up power, but he can't groom a successor. And I think that's really tragic in a society that's just beginning to evolve as nationalistically. But as I said, that is totally a Palestinian problem, and we can't tell them who their leadership should be.
Rami Arafat has also said he'd rather die a martyr. What would be the result if something like that happened?
I think Arafat has been exaggerated in terms of whether he's a positive or a negative figure. I think the real problem is the basic dynamic between the Israeli occupation and the Israeli colonization of occupied Palestinian land and the Palestinian will to live in a state. And we have to look at this dynamic rather than the personalities.
Rami Kori is the editor of the Daily Star in Beirut. Rami, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hirsch Goodman is a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University. Hirsch, thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.